Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am your host, Stephanie Wallace, along with co-host Tyson Cherry. Tyson, how are you this evening? Are you there?
I'm doing good, yes.
Good. How have you been?
I've been fine, yes. Today I went to the gym. Today I'm so happy with myself. My trainer was not there, and I did everything myself. Yes.
Oh, good.
I was very surprised and happy with myself, yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Now, Do you find when your trainer is, does your trainer push you when you're ready to give up?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And the damn good dog, I be cursing him out. Yep. We be laughing, dog.
So today you were able to do it on your own without,
yes.
I mean, like, when you were ready to give up.
Yeah, a family emergency. He could not make it to the gym today. Yes.
So very good,
so
Tyson, very good.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so happy with myself, too. I'm very happy.
Very good. Very good. It's a reason
yes.
to feel good about yourself, be proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't have that type of discipline. I'm like, I don't like the way it feels. I'm done.
No. I didn't have it at the beginning either. It took me 4 years to get this, you see. I'm not giving up. It took me a very long time to get this way, yes.
Okay,
very long.
Very good for sticking with it. Very good for sticking. I'm so terrible that I used to have a physical therapist come to my house, and he was great. He was really great. And as long as he was here, I could do whatever it is that, you know, he asked me to do. And all he gave me was some homework, you know. And I intend to do it, but you know, it doesn't turn out that way. Listen, I'm working with a new headset today. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I'm going to give everybody the number before we go on because, you know, I will forget. The number to call in, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to join the show, is 347-308-8494. So, Tyson, I'm going to ask you about the parties this weekend. We were partying this weekend.
Yes.
The ICS party, did you enjoy it? You enjoyed both parties?
Yes. Parties, yes.
Yeah, they were very nice,
really
weren't they?
I enjoyed myself, yes. I was really surprised to access
I know.
Yes.
I'm talking
about
that party was
surprised.
Lit, like the kids say. It was
yes.
lit.
Yes.
It was good.
Yes, it was. I was not disappointed at all.
It was good. I enjoyed both parties.
I'm going to make it my activity, make it my best to get there every time they have activity, you see.
All right, good. So, you know what I posted on your page. The next time, Tyson, you got to dance.
Yes.
You want to dance next time?
Yes.
We dancing, Tyson. We are dancing.
I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
Tyson, you just said yes.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Did you see the guy in the wheelchair doing the wheelie and spinning around at the same time?
No.
He was
no.
Oh, he was awesome. And then there was another guy. He works there. His name is Lawrence. And he was tearing up the floor. I was like, this is great. I love to watch people having fun while they're dancing. But I like to join in, too, trying to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because I'm not a, you know, when I was walking, I wasn't dancing. But now I feel like, you know, I gotta do something, gotta have some fun.
Which leads
me into today's topic, which is I just want to live before I die.
Yes.
And I was thinking about this, you know, thinking about this topic over the weekend. And, you know, I also put up a blog post. And the blog post was called Free Yourself. And, you know, looking at myself and looking at my life and how, you know, I've always been told, oh, you have great ideas. My ex-husband told me, he said, you know, you have these great ideas, but you never do anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, well, why? Why don't I do anything with the ideas that I have? And it's the fear of failing and the fear of succeeding and failing after succeeding. And me coming to the realization that, you know, I'm not going to live forever. And when I do go, I don't get a chance to, it's not going to be like, okay, this was a disabled life, so you get to do this over. Or you get to do over the things that you, you know, to get a chance to do the things that you never did. When I go, everything that I ever wanted to do but didn't do, it goes with me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I, you know, it's like, why let these things die with you? You know, give it a chance. Give it a shot. You know, and that's been my motivation lately, you know, is that I don't get to do it over at the end of my life. It's just the end of my life. So I might as well try what I can. I'm not hurting anyone, you know. So just try what I can.
Yes,
I've been at parties where, you know, I'm looking out and watching other people having fun, but was too reserved myself to get out there and have fun, you know. And now it's not like that for me anymore. Now I feel like, I mean, I'm not a party animal or anything like that, but I feel like I have to step in and have a good time. I have to give myself a chance, give my ideas a chance, give, and you would be surprised at how much you can get done just by asking. You know, I've had this idea for this book I wanted to write for years. The character I made up, play with my children, a little disabled girl, you know, and I play with my grandchildren, I mean, I'm sorry. So it's been like 6 years, and I told myself I wanted to write these stories down. And I a couple of them I wrote down, but I lost in the computer. But one of my holdbacks has been I never had anybody to illustrate the books. And I finally got up enough, because I felt like, oh, I don't have any money to pay anybody. I don't have this, you know, this, you know. I finally asked somebody who I know
mm-hmm.
is an artist, and they said, sure. They didn't say how much you're going to pay me, but they said, sure. You know, I told them my idea, you know, whatever, so now I got to get the stories over to them. But it's like, if I don't try, if I don't ask, if I don't do it, it'll never, my ideas, my thoughts, my wishes, my hopes, and my dreams will never live. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And,
yeah,
and,
I totally
and
do.
I'm hoping that through looking at me do certain things, that people will say, if she can, I can. You know, if she can do it, I can do it. And just take a chance. You know, take a chance on yourself. And just do it. I mean, we have a lot of talent in our community. A lot of talent in our community. You know, and there, I mean, I'm sure there are things that people done, you know, used to do before they became disabled, you know, for those of us who became disabled, that we can, you know, use it with our disabilities. You know, use it to help each other and to enhance and enrich each other's lives. You know, and that's my mission. That's my mission from here on out. You know,
mm-hmm.
just do it and try and use what it is that I can do, my platform, to enrich and enhance other people's lives as well as my own. You know, do you have any dreams, things that you've wanted to do in your life that you maybe felt a little bit shy to do or a little bit...
Not yet. No, I don't.
Okay.
Because I try to do what I want to do, but I can't do it. You see, I always try to do it. If I can't do it, then I ask for some assistance. You see? Yes. But this motivational speech I got on Facebook, and he said that in the cemetery there are so many dreams in the cemetery. If you have dreams, go for it. Don't let it die with you. Do not let it die with you.
Is that Zig Ziglar or Les Brown, one of them?
One of them. I do not know which one.
Oh, okay.
I do not know which one. But it's good. It's very good.
Yeah, I heard. I was listening to Les Brown. He's a motivational speaker. Years ago.
Okay.
And I used to make my son listen to him. He'd come home. I'd tell him, do your homework. He'd say he don't have any homework. Which, okay, fine. So you listen to this. I make him listen to one of Les Brown's talks, and then he got to write me something about the talk. You know, it's now you either going to have homework or you're going to have work at home, one or the other. But you're going to get something out of it. But I now heard him speak about that. And it actually brought me to tears because it's like, I don't know what it is that makes us and so many of us feel like, and when I say so many of us, I don't mean necessarily in the disability community. I mean in general. I don't know what it is that makes us feel like we're not good enough sometimes. You know, it's like, you know, we always feel like somebody else, you could see somebody else have success at something and you feel like they have something special. And it's not that they have something special. It's just that they took a chance on themselves.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, that's just it. They took a chance on themselves. They weren't afraid. Or maybe they were afraid and still took the chance anyway.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, that's it. But I've been afraid for a long, long time. I mean, I could call
it. What took my courage, me being afraid what took it away is that I played handball, and I played a handball tournament. And then what I do imagine now, is that I'm in the tournament, and this is true. There are like hundreds of people watching me play and in the tournament. It's really true. There, when I was playing, then there were hundreds of people watching me play. That's like I say, as long as I put my mind to it, I can do it. And that's all I say. No, as I put my mind to it, I can do it. Yes.
Yeah. You know, one of my things, I would be afraid of what people were thinking about me. You know,
yes.
I needed whatever I did to be great or perfect, or else I wasn't going to do it. If
no
I wasn't sure
what
that
you
it was
do, gonna... somebody going to just not dislike it. No matter what you do. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I finally got over that. And you know, one of the thoughts that I had in getting over it is that when I look at people do things, if I see somebody on stage, if I see somebody, you know, whatever it is they're doing, I'm just enjoying the show. I'm not necessarily picking them apart, you know, like, ooh, look at her hair, look at her shoes, or, you know, she sang that little note off key or whatever, you know. It's like I'm enjoying the show. You know, and I'm applauding the fact that they could even get up there and do it. You know,
yes.
So I'm not,
yes.
I'm over it. I'm over that now. I really am over that. And I'm glad I am over that because I'm telling you, Tyson, I have been having so much fun. So much fun. I really have. And like on Friday at ICS, dancing with my granddaughters, that was great for me.
Yes, it was,
you know,
cute
and when the
too.
little one,
He had
pardon
some
me?
cute granddaughters. Oh my goodness, they look so
Oh, thank
cute.
you. Thank you. The funny thing is that the little one, she's not a part of it, but she always sees me and the older one practice, and that's why she came over there, and she wanted, man, I want to dance too, you know, and I just thought that was so cute. I thought that was so cute. But and my ex-husband was there, which I was shocked to see him there.
Okay.
You know, but it was yeah, he came to ICS.
He came over to ICS. Okay, that's nice. Okay.
And that was nice for him to get to see, because he missed when we did it at Mount Sinai in October. So that was a good little, you know, family moment. But to be able to take those things and to have that with my granddaughter, that's precious to me. You know, just being able to take these chances and to see where it leads me. It's like being on a trip, you know, when you don't know where you're going to go next. And it's fun. It's fun. It's exciting. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm also reminding myself everything is not going to be wonderful. There are going to be some trips and some falls, and that's okay. You know, it's okay. Just get up, dust yourself off, and try again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah,
that'll be how, you know, how I go forth. And I'm glad because I'm glad I didn't wait until I got so much older to where I couldn't get anything done. You know, I'm glad. And I just really, you know, as I look out and I see, you know, my peers, you know, I have a girlfriend. Well, she passed away now, you know, God rest her soul. But there was so much that, such a beautiful person. But there was so much that she didn't do. You know, she didn't do. And, you know, sometimes you allow people to put a hamper on you. You know, like they box you in by what they think of you, what they say to you, what they say about you. And it starts, you know, sometimes it starts from when you are a child, the rules that you grow up with that you can't break free from once you're an adult. Not realizing that your life is your own and you get to make it. You get to make the rules for your life. You end up living your whole life by somebody else's rules. You know, sometimes we get into relationships where people impose things on you, you know, and you never get a chance to live your life or to live your dream or what you feel, you know, and that is something that I never want. I didn't want to go out like that. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Don't want to go out. Just with that, never having, you know, stretched myself or allowing myself to just do something. You know, and I feel like I'm talking a lot. I'm sorry. It is a talk show. What the hell? But, you know, it's just, I feel like I am living for the me that was young and was told, I remember one time being in school and it was a Christmas time and my gym teacher was in charge of the Christmas show, and she was looking for people to perform, and I wanted to sing, and so I got picked to sing in the Christmas show. Now, I did this audition in front of my gym class. Now, I was this fat, chubby, dark-skinned girl with nappy hair, and I did this. I was brave enough to do this in front of the gym class, you know, and so she picked me to sing, and when I went home and I told, you know, my family, my sister told me, don't sing because I'm going to embarrass her. You know, I was new to her high school. You know, I was in the ninth grade, a freshman in our high school, and she was a junior. She told me, don't sing because I was going to embarrass her. And I didn't. You know, that's why I love karaoke so much. Because from that time, I wanted to sing in front of a crowd. And it's not so much that I think I'm such a great singer or anything, but I wanted to sing in front of a crowd. It would feel like vindication, you know. And so when I came to ICS and I did the karaoke, that was my first time singing in front of a crowd, you know. And I enjoyed it so much, you know, and it felt like I had to do it, you know what I mean? And it's like, how dare you tell me don't sing because it'll embarrass you, you know? And it wasn't, she wasn't saying you can't sing because she gets embarrassed by everything. She gets embarrassed by people who can sing. Don't ask me. Don't even ask me. I mean, people who really, really can sing. She will get up and walk out because she feels embarrassed for them. That's her own thing. But that's what I'm saying. You let people impose things upon you. And I lived with that for years, like 30 years, Tyson. You know? And it's like, it makes you start looking like, so what else? What else am I... You know, what other barriers are on me that I can remove? It's just remove it. It's just a thought. It's not a physical barrier. It's not something that can't be moved, you know, by just doing. And that's it. You know, boy, I tell you, we mess each other up. We really can mess each other up.
Yourself, but do, my opinion is that ask yourself, are you sitting here watching people, or you're living? To my opinion, you are living. Yes, you are. You are living. You are not sitting still watching everybody else. Everybody else is watching you. Believe me, they are watching you. Prime example, matter of fact, Billy, I pointed out to you at the Access program. Did you know her? Because she knew you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you pointed somebody out to me at the Access program?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. She, I knew her. Okay. I knew her from Mount Sinai, where I did the dance program at.
Mm-hmm.
She was a part of that.
Your name. She was hollering your name. Stephanie, and you did not hear her at all.
She's a great person. I love her. Her name is Stephanie too.
okay.
But but you know, it took so long, and I just want when I feel something great and wonderful, I just want to like, here you have some, and you have some, and you have some, and you have some. You know, you want to spread it around. You want to share it. You want to. I feel so pumped up right now. And even when things happen that are on the negative side, I feel like I have to protect this good feeling that I'm having. You know, this goodness that I found. I can't let this negative nonsense touch the goodness that I found. Because, you know, I used to just, everything just used to be intertwined, you know. If I had a bad day, fuck it, it just messed up everything. I don't want to do nothing no more and all that stuff like that. So I just kind of keep it separate. And no matter what, I just, it's like Moses parted the Red Sea. You just push it all aside and you keep going forward, you know. And I got to keep focused on the good stuff and what it is that I'm trying to do. And I can't let the negativity get into that. My granddaughter just walked in the door. Hello, sweetheart. How are you? Okay, usually, nobody has ever interrupted me in while doing this show, but she's special.
That's the smallest one.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
The smallest one.
Yeah, the small one. Yeah, so just trying to keep positive, trying to share the good things that I find. you know, that's what I'm about right now, trying to do that. But I wanted to before we left, I wanted to mention a couple of things that came to my attention at the party. There, I got a card from somebody. It's called Doors Wide Open, and it is the Handy Capable Restaurant Guide. And it is, I can't read. And a suite of services for the disabled community. So somebody has created a website, and that's a guide for people with disabilities, you know, to let us know about accessible.
I believe she got in that person that created this, yes. And she, all these different restaurants are wheelchair accessible. That's why I believe.
I just wanted to shout that out here.
Accessible. Yes.
On the show and mm-hmm. give the telephone number and the website. This is called Doors Wide Open. And mm-hmm. the website is www.doorswideopen.org. And the number is 212-222-7177. I also wanted to shout out ICS, which is an independent care system at 25 Elm Place in Brooklyn. Oh, Lord, what's the number? That would have been great to have up on here, but I don't.
I don't know. mm-hmm.
Also, we know it's ICSNY.org. That's their website. And also Access, which is at 1325 Fifth Avenue in Manhattan between West 111th and West 112th. Also wanted to let you guys know about a show coming up with comedian Damon Rozier. He is a comedian in a wheelchair, very funny gentleman. And he has on the 29th, December 29th, he has a show coming up, and Lord have mercy, I can't see Tyson, so I really wish that out. Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see the address on here. Okay, the address is 1179 Elton Street in Brooklyn, and that's between Egan Street and Lord have mercy, Vandalia. Okay. What you can do is if you have any I'm going to post this flyer on the Laid page, so you could go to the Laid page to check it out. But check us out on Mondays at 6 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/laid. Don't forget, the first Monday of the month is Guy Talk, and the second Monday is Girl Talk. I got a permanent co-host for Girl Talk, and that's Ms. V, the woman who co-hosted with me on Monday, turned out to be a really good
great.
Show. We got some, the numbers were pretty good with the listeners for that show. So I asked her to be a permanent co-host for the show.
Yes.
You know, and
great.
So... come up with something really good on for your show, Tyson. I'm gonna see if I can get some of the ladies to throw some more questions at you.
We had I believe it was she posted on the Lady page. That was interesting too. I believe I do want to discuss that on our topic
about the men body image.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a really
yes.
good one. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good one. I think that would be a good one. Start shopping around for your guests now, see if anybody wants to join you. That's a good topic because you didn't
yes.
think about men having problems or issues with body condition.
I have one already locked down already, yes.
Oh, good, good,
mm-hmm.
good. But I never thought
yes.
about men having problems with body image. I really didn't. I thought
mm-hmm.
that was just a woman's issue. You learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You learn a lot.
Yes.
So, Tyson, I will see you again next Monday, 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, yes. Okay,
God bless you. Good night.
Okay.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.